back. Welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. I'm Phil Henry. Got Steve Bozell coming on in a moment, who is in crisis, General. Steve Bozell apparently is back on Homescapes. I don't understand what they... I guess this is a bad thing.
Well, it is a phone game.
Yeah, it's a phone game he got addicted to, you know?
He got addicted to it. Come on, bud.
Well, I said it the way...
General Shaw did that on purpose.
Did what... I heard the man say he got addicted to this asinine phone game on his iPhone called Homescapes. Also, the Dooleys.
Yes, Bobby and Steve Dooley. Bobby wanted to weigh in on Roe v. Wade.
Oh, I don't want to talk about that.
No, only to the extent that Bobby wanted to weigh in on dating a man named Dave Slavman. And if there had not been the legal,
Legal what?
Legal, abortion.
Right.
Then she would have been forced to have Dave Slavman's baby. So she is grateful, but now she's opposed to it or something.
All right, look, I don't want to get it. I don't want to talk about abortion.
Well, she wanted to mention this Dave Slavman.
She's up at Butner Lake having a ball with her family, I'm assuming. Right?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. And she's with the kids and everything. And she wants to talk about Dave Slavman.
Do you know him?
I've never heard of the guy.
No, this is a ex-boyfriend, somebody that Steve Dooley had a run-in with.
And she might have had this guy's baby?
Did you have lockjaw? You just went...
Did she might have had this guy's baby?
That's what you were going to say.
Did she have this guy's baby?
I don't think so, Phil.
Might she have?
Yes, I think that's her point.
Yeah, so she's grateful that she was able to, deal with Dave Slavman.
Dave Slavman. Okay. Anyway, Steve Bozell is with us from his home in Corona, California, and they tell me you're at the pond tonight, Steve. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, Mr. Henry. Thank you very much for asking.
Are you over at your pond?
Yeah, I'm at the pond.
Well, this is where you go to think. I know, Steve, you've had a very difficult... you're having some difficult times.
Yeah, what are you thinking about?
Well, Mr. Henry asked me to stay in touch with you if I had these urgings or went back to on the Homescapes and on Homescapes, I should say. And God forgive me and God help me. I went ahead and reloaded the app here 3 days ago. Today's the 28th. This would have been 27, 26, 25. On June 25, I went ahead and I did it. I uploaded the Homescapes app.
Okay, so this is a big thing for you, Steve, because this game is somehow distracting to you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Steve has been on the program before talking about how this game, Homescapes, and in the game, what do you do, bud?
Well, in the game, you build a house, and you build the furniture, and you build it. And there's like a hot tub and everything. You can also build a boat and stuff. And you also can buy extra lives, you can buy extra plays.
All right, okay, now I know this game.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's nothing that I'm proud of. It's something that hurts. I decided to give you a call today to talk about it because I just heard Marcy Bell on the show. And I'm pretty good friends with Mr. Bell, Ted Bell and Marcy Bell because I've been over to the restaurant with my wife, April, and I had identified myself as one of your listeners and was a big fan of Mr. Bell. And so they gave us, a table and waited on us. I had the baked potato, and I had a steak and everything like that.
You went over to Ted's of Beverly Hills when?
April and I keep wanting to call my wife Marcy. My name's April. I know what your name is, honey. God.
That's your wife, April, huh?
I didn't get that at all.
He was trying to say, that's your wife, April, huh?
Yeah, that's my wife, April.
All right, Margaret, I know it. That is your wife, April.
Yeah, honey. Hi. So that's...
All right, we know about your wife, April. She's got a very masculine voice, but she's a very beautiful woman.
Yeah, she is. I don't... you guys keep wanting to get hung up on how... You sound normal to me, but I can understand if some people might think...
You think your wife sounds normal?
Yeah, you got a problem?
Hey, General, let's just back off of that, okay? So getting back to the Homescapes app that's been loaded back onto your phone. You were on the show, I don't know when, how many months ago?
That was about 6 months ago. I was very proud of the fact that I went ahead and I, got rid of the Homescapes app. I erased it from the screen, the home screen of my phone, and I was free, and I felt strong, and I felt like I could move on past it. And here lately, I lay in bed, and April sometimes has to work early, so she goes to bed early. So I'm laying in bed, and I can do either one of two things. One of them's with a phone, the other's with, you know, and I'm not proud of that, and it's nothing that I want to, you know, beat into the ground. Okay.
Pretty special beat, you know.
Grow up. Would you grow up, bud?
Sorry.
Okay. And so I lay there.
All right, so you're laying there with your phone.
I'm either laying there with my phone or I'm laying there with the, kind of with the, you know, what you call a stick shift.
All right, I understand what you're saying. I don't think you have to go any further. So why are you making this? Why are you saying this?
Well, because the fact that Homescapes kept me. My wife is asleep. I don't want to bother her. She works early in the morning during the weekdays. And so I'm doing her a good turn, I would think. I'm helping her out. If I go ahead and play paddle tennis on the late night.
All right, so I think we understand what you're saying. You guys with your childish euphemisms.
Well, Morgan, you might as well say it, Steve. Are you talking about masturbating?
You know, I didn't want to say that.
Well, that's what you're talking about, right? So you're saying that it's either you bother your wife or you masturbate or you play with your phone.
There's two things that you hold in your hand at night. And one of them's a phone, and the other's, yeah, it's going to be what you would hold in the other hand. In my left hand, I have my phone. In my right hand, I have that, which I can, grip, spank, smack around.
Got it. So you've opted for the phone.
I've opted for the phone because I feel that it would be unfaithful to my wife to lay there playing penis ping pong.
All right, let's not use these childish terms. You're just laying there and you're, you know, jerking off. Oh, let's not use any childish terms, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just it. So I would prefer to just use my phone. And
now, let me ask you something, Steve. Are you actually using as an excuse that you went back on Homescapes, a game that you said you got addicted to the point where you were spending how much a month?
I was doing about $100 a month.
Good Lord. So you're spending $100 a month on this stupid Apple game.
Well, it's a phone game, and you have to buy lives, right?
Yeah, you buy lives, you buy turns, chances, whatever you want to call, and you complete levels that are very difficult.
And this is like Candy Crush Saga, the way that the way you play it.
Yeah, there's multicolored pieces that you smash into each other, and you blow things up, and it's very satisfying. And it's something that I need. I don't know how else to put it, but it feels like something I need. To just look at these pieces smash into each other and blow up. And it makes me feel good. It makes me feel, like I'm doing something. So I got back on the Homescapes. I feel, you know, vulnerable right now. I feel psychologically, mentally vulnerable.
Well, all right, you're psychologically and mentally vulnerable because for the first time in several months you've reloaded this. I don't know that we know of anybody else who's quite as public with their addiction to a phone app as you, Steve, but I appreciate it. Now, here's the thing. You were talking about Marcy Bell just before we came on the air.
Well, I know Marcy Bell, one of the things that happened early on when I got off the Homescapes and April, my wife, said it. You said it, honey. You said, are you going to lay there and spank? Or do you want to just...
Can we use another term for that?
April.
I use the term spank. He lays there and spank. I got to get dressed. Where are my high heels?
Right over there, honey.
All right, I understand. So we'll just say that you lay there playing with yourself. How about that?
Okay, you know. And it was then, and one night we said, well, let's go over to Ted of Beverly Hills. And we drove over to Ted's Beverly Hills. We live out in Corona, California, so it's a little bit of a drive. It's about an hour and 15 minutes. And we got out to Ted's Beverly Hills. I told Mr. Bell, my name is Steve Bozell. I'm on the Phil Henry Show.
Oh, good. So he recognized you from the show?
He didn't recognize me. He never really heard of me. But he was very polite. He said, well, you know, sit down. I got to meet Marcy Bell. And I can tell you that she is not... You know, and people talk about her being a pillhead. She's not a pillhead, but, you know, she's a very fun woman, and she does love to, you know, raise a glass. And a lot of times when we were sitting there that night, she came over and said, how are you doing tonight? And
so she was very solicitous?
Yeah, I'm not sure I know what that means.
It means she came over and was extremely welcoming.
Yeah.
And you said she's not a... When you say she's not a pillhead, how would you know that?
Well, I didn't witness anything that was untoward. She was extremely communicative. She was not sloppy. She wasn't falling down or anything like that. Now, she does like to drink, and she has this way of saying, hey, she walks by the table about six or seven times during the night and kind of raised the glass and said, hey, and then she kept on walking. So every time Marcy does that, Ted told us that she got to, you know, raise the glass and drink it because she goes by and goes, yeah.
Well, all right. So were you, like, is she doing that a lot?
Yeah, she was doing it quite a lot. And so I wound up getting pretty, what I call rat-assed.
You got drunk.
Yeah, I did. I got pretty drunk. And so I let April drive me home that night. I drove there, and it was a very humiliating thing for me to turn around and get my car keys, take the car keys out of my pocket, deep in my pocket, and I pull them out, and I hand them to my wife. Man, low moment for him. Let me have the phone, April.
All right, well, I don't know why that's such a low moment, man. I mean, who wants to be driving drunk?
It was just the fact that I'd gotten so drunk that I felt...
All right, so you got really drunk there at Ted's of Beverly Hills, and but got to know Marcy Bell, but you still got to deal with Homescapes.
Yeah, that's just one night out, and I mean, we're not going to go all the way over to Ted's of Beverly Hills every night. So, what happened was, I spent the next couple 3 months just gutting it out. You know, being on the phone at night or watching TV with my wife or listening to music or whatever. And I would look occasionally at the App Store, and I'd really want to go get it, you know.
Now this Homescapes game, I understand, since you've talked a lot about it, Steve, obviously provides something for you that, you don't get anywhere else.
Well, it's the sense that I'm a builder, and the Homescapes app, you build a house, you build sofa, you put a sofa in, you put in, like, this last, they're lifting the boat out of the water, and they got a boathouse. And it feels like you're accomplishing something. It feels like you're doing something, as opposed to, like I said, you know, laying on your back with your hand down there, and you're staring at the scene. You got one hand behind your head. You got one hand down there. You're staring at the ceiling, the fan going around. Your wife is next to you snoring, you know, just sawing logs. And with all due respect, honey, that's you, you know. You talking about? You sound like a freight train going south at night. Just, you know, it's...
I got to ask your wife to watch the language or leave the room or something.
I got to leave the room, honey, because you said bullshit. Excuse me, Mr. Hendry. I apologize for that.
I'm talking to Steve Bozell of Corona, California. Mr. Bozell has a Homescapes addiction. This is an app that he had gotten rid of off of his phone, and now all of a sudden, it's back.
Yes, it is.
But the excuse that you're making, of course...
Hold on. I got a traveler over here. Give me that baseball bat. No, you're not going to do that.
Don't take a baseball bat to that squirrel. You know what, Steve? Either cut the tree down, bring in some kind of a wildlife trapper, or move. All right?
Wildlife trapper?
They've got people. I wouldn't recommend that. All right, well, then just deal with it.
I don't mind talking to you, you know, with the squirrels in the background. The problem that I have is they... Come on, as soon as they know I'm on the phone, they're hanging up on the I can see them hanging from the branches looking at me and going, you heard them, Mr. Hendry.
Look, these are squirrels. They're not human beings. They don't exactly have the capacity for calculating when they're going to screw up your phone call. They're just living their lives as squirrels.
Oh, my God. Mr. Hendry, I'll get back to the phone.
Thank you, April.
Yeah, okay.
What did I say, man? Boy, Bozell, you must have the most tender ass the world has ever seen.
No kidding, Mr. Bozell.
Where'd you come from?
I was in the kitchen. I was having a Twizzler.
What are you? You were having what?
Twizzler. I've got some Twizzlers.
Well, why do you got to go into the kitchen to have Twizzlers? Bring them in here.
Because you said you didn't want me chewing on licorice in here because of the equipment.
What the hell are you doing, man, in the kitchen eating Twizzler when you ought to be in here?
Because you're talking to Mr. Bell. I was setting up the Dooleys.
Anyway.
Yeah, so, yeah, thanks for sidetracking this. So anyway, yeah, I said to April, you know, I'm laying in bed, and either I'm going to look at that Homescapes app, or I've got my hand between my legs. We're in the middle of a spankdemic, and I don't know if there's any natural immunity. You know what I'm saying?
Mr. Henry.
That's real cute, the spankdemic. The point being, you apparently masturbate if you don't have this.
You masturbate if you don't have homescapes.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't come on the program to be...
Bozell, every time you're on here, you say you didn't come on the program to be targeted and to be laughed at, but everything you say is laugh-worthy.
I'm just telling you, Mr. Henry wanted me to track how I was doing with it.
It's true. I asked Steve to call us and let us know how he's doing with the homescapes prohibition. Meanwhile, though, that was an interesting story. So one of the things you did to distract yourself was to go over to Ted's of Beverly Hills, and you saw Marcy Bell, and she does not strike you as somebody that takes speed. That's what Ted Bell was trying to make us believe.
No, she is not.
Well, she was on the program yesterday and said that was all a load.
Yeah, it was a load, and Mr. Bell made it up just to sound like a dick, you know.
Well, he didn't make it up to sound like a dick. He made it up because he wanted to look strong and powerful in the eyes of the audience, not some spank-happy spank admiral.
What the hell, man?
All right.
You're talking about spank admiral.
That's right. Anchors away, Steve.
You know, again, Mr. Henry, my feeling...
Look, Steve, before you jump into the middle of anything...
Steve, you come on this program with asinine ideas and asinine premises. Of course we're going to make fun.
Wait a minute. Now, I'm not saying it's totally asinine, but... You know, if you're saying to me the reason why you play homescapes is because it's either that or you're masturbating while your wife is trying to get some sleep, and all you can do is come up with euphemisms like, we're in the middle of a spankdemic. See, this is childish.
And don't you know that Phil loves this?
Well, that's what I thought, Mr. Henry. You know, you single me out as being a court jester for King Spank. You know,
that right there, being court jester for King Spank. For King Spank.
I'm trying to use euphemism so I don't come out. Oh, so you want me to come around and say masturbate? You really want that, huh?
That would be way better than you sitting here night after, whenever the tell we have you on the program.
Whenever the tell.
Whenever the hell we have you on the program. Steve, he's getting nuts here, Steve. You're going to have to just sign off.
Okay, well, I thought I'd come on and just say thank you very much, Mr. Henry. Thank you, everyone there on the Phil Henry Show, for backing me up as I made my way through... Cove Spank 19, and...
All right, thanks a lot, Steve. You're out by the pond still, right?
Yeah, you just heard a frog. That's not in the middle of my living room. I'm sure I got in the middle of my limp room. You know, I've got so many...
Steven Bozell.
Yeah, all right.
Well, at least we know... That he's back on homescapes. Yeah, he's back on homescapes, all right. But at least he's not...
at least he's not the court jester for King Spank.
I swear to Almighty God, Phil, you know the weirdest human beings that God ever let live past the cradle. I'm Margaret Gray.
All right, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, bud.
Thank you.
I mean it.
Okay, I know you mean it. I didn't think you didn't mean it. Coming up next are the Dooleys from Butner Lake on... Dave Slavman.
This is some guy that she knew that has something to do with the Roe, what she calls Roe v. Wade, R-O-V-E-Y.
See, this is the thing about Bobby, and I respect her as a mother and as a fellow female, but she's an imbecile. She's more than an imbecile. She's dumb. Oh, man.
We're going to be right back. Yeah.
Go ahead.
We're going to be right back on the Phil Henry Show, and we'll be at Butner Lake with the Dooleys right after this.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show, brought to you by...
Greeley's Speed Shop. Bring the car in, have it raised up on a rack, lubed, greased, everything you can do with oil that you wouldn't do to yourself, we do to your car.
Greeley's Speed Shop. It's 66th year in the San Fernando Valley.
Come into Greeley's Speed Shop. Bring in your rods, your rails. Bring in your funny car. Bring in your not-so-funny car. Bring in your car that used to be funny but isn't funny anymore. Bring in the car that at one time was hilarious, but now you wouldn't give it 5 minutes of your time. And bring in your top fuelers, your low fueler, your mid-range fueler. Bring them all in for April Fuels Day. Well, I guess we missed that.
Greeley's Speed Shop in the San Fernando Valley. It's 86th year. I lied. It's actually older than that.
Greeley's Speed Shop, a place to go, sit, and stare while you hear a lot of clanking sounds.
Greeley's Speed Shop, 4685 Bunaway Drive in Bundale. Greeley's Speed Shop.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Bud Dickman, Ryan. You get a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show website at philhenryshow.com. And when you get a backstage pass, you have access to 50,000-plus hours of our wonderful radio show and podcast and all the other stuff that we've done and will and have done. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's perfect.
Thank you.
Yes, a backstage pass gets you all of that and more. All the stuff that we have done and have done did. You can get it at philhenryshow.com. And like I say, we've got all kinds of miscellany there. Some podcasts that we've done, some video casts that we've done, just things that, stuff that we haven't done for like 15 years. What did I say, 15 years? Yeah, 15 or 5 years. There you go. Or 20 years. And we also have a couple of TV pilots that we produced, as I mentioned. We've got some radio and TV interviews that we've done. You know, just fun damn stuff.
Yeah, so check it out at philhenryshow.com.
Yeah, now... If you want to have Dooley's coming on here, they requested a couple of times because Ms. Dooley's getting into some slat. She's getting into some pedal pushers.
She's getting into some pedal pushers.
Yes. Ms. Dooley? Ms. Dooley?
Yeah, hi, Bud. I'm sorry. Steve, just go ahead and put my hand. I'm sorry. Is Phil there?
Yeah, he's right here.
Hi, Bobby.
Yeah, hi, Phil. I was just getting into some pedal pushers. We're over here at the landing over at Goblin Squats at the Butner Landing. And I was going to stop in at Al Capone's to get the kids some pizza. But we had kind of an interesting conversation, Steve and I, this week when we heard all of the conversation that had come down about Roe v. Wade.
All right, now I don't want to get into a whole big thing about that because it's like it's been talked out and there are better venues for it, you know?
Yeah, well, first of all, Bobby, it's not called Roe v. Wade.
Wait a minute. The woman whose court case... Her name's Roe v. Wade, right?
No, that's not right. Her name was Roe, and Wade was the DA in Dallas.
The what?
Bobby, let's just suffice to say it's Roe versus, as opposed to Roe v.
Well, then I got the wrong information, didn't I? If they would have said Roe versus, I understood it was a woman by the name of Roe v. Wade, a big, dumpy... That's fine with me, because they told me she was a big, fat, dumpy slob. You know,
that's what I understand, Mr. Henry, too.
That's great. No. Dave Slavman.
Dave Slavman. Steve, you knew Dave Slavman.
I knew Dave Slavman. He tried to beat my time, Mr. Henry, with my wife Bobby.
Yeah. Well, he didn't because I knew Dave up until I met Steve. So we're talking a number of years ago. I don't want to you know give away how old I am. But let's just say it was a little bit more than a couple of years ago. It wasn't ancient history.
Yeah, but Slavman knew you, you know.
I know that Slavman knew me, but...
Now this man was Dave Slavman.
Slavman, S-L-A-V-M-A-N. And I'm not talking out of school because Dave knows that I'm talking about him. And not all of it is bad.
Slavman thinks he's got a, you know, a big one.
Thank you very much, Steve. So
so why are we talking about Dave Slavman?
Well, because when I heard about all of the news around Roe v. Wade, Roe versus Wade, I've got a photograph of a woman, a big, dumpy, fat slob of a woman. And you tell me that's not Roe v. Wade.
There is no woman named Roe v. Wade. What? You've got a picture of a big, fat slob of a woman. What?
She's a big, fat tub of guts with a hat with a flower in it. And somebody said that's Roe v. Wade.
Bobby, someone's yanking your chain, okay? Roe v. Wade was a court case. Roe versus Wade.
All right, that's fine, you know.
Well, that was not our understanding.
So but when they said it was about terminating a pregnancy, it took me back to Dave Slavman. And Dave Slavman was a big hunky, excuse me, Steve, but he was a big hunky guy, big dude. I think at the time he was a golfer. He ran Slavman Engraving over here, Phil, in the Valley. Did you ever go over there?
No, I don't know the company.
Well, they did that business engraving trophies and tombstones and, you know, engraving epitaphs on mausoleums. Slavman Engraving? You don't know it?
No, I do not know it. I don't know Slavman Engraving at all.
All right, well, I didn't think that you would, Margaret, but nonetheless, yeah, Slavman Engraving, that was the family. So I went out with Dave, the eldest son, and you know we tore it up. We set fire to a few you know, we burned a few bars down and set fire to a few other places. Almost set fire and blew his car up. That's how...
Bobby, God.
Thank you, Steve. Steve just leaned into my phone and went...
God.
Don't do that, Steve.
Yeah, ask him not to do that.
Steve, let me talk to Steve for a minute.
General Shaw.
Who?
General Shaw.
Who?
General Shaw, Steve.
Oh.
Hey, Dooley, it's General Shaw. Listen, I understand that talking about another boyfriend of your wife's is a little upsetting. Don't lean into the phone like that.
I'm sorry, General. I got a little hot under the collar when I hear about Slavman.
Every time I talk about Slavman.
Well, God, Bobby, I mean, you had an intimate, personal, intimate, very tight and intimate, and even, I don't know, you know, well lubricated.
All right, Steve, don't go there, man. They had a sexual relationship. Is that it, Bobby?
Well, I wanted to say it myself and not have you pour it out all over the airwaves like it's just someone, you know, racing to get to the toilet.
Bobby, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about trying to respectfully roll this out.
Dave Slavman, you went out with Slavman.
No kidding. Didn't I go out with Slavman? I did. I went out with Dave Slavman, Mr. Hendry, and we dated. And Dave Slavman, as I said, was a big, ugly slob, but he had his charms.
Big one.
I'm going to come to the phone and kick someone's ass. Not before me, you won't.
Mr. Hendry said he's coming to the phone to kick ass.
Oh, big deal.
Hey, Dooley, I'll do it too.
Well, God.
Hey, Steve, just be quiet. So, Dave Slavman, why is this a significant story?
Because Dave Slavman and I were intimate. And had I not had the morning after pill, then it would have, and thanks to Roe v. Wade, you know.
Well, that's not exactly Roe v. Wade. Roe v. Wade was about abortion. You had a morning after pill, which I understand is illegal in some states.
Well, we used the morning after pill, okay? And because Slavman said, if you've got one that comes popping out of the oven, if all of a sudden you hear ding, 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 and it says one in the oven, you know, Mr. Hendry?
Yeah.
Well, then he wanted me to do something. He said, go get the morning after pill, because if you've got one in the oven, guess what? The stove just blew up.
What a crude thing to say. That's really ugly, Bobby.
Well, it was Slavman.
Yeah, Dave Slavman's the one who did it. Slavman said it, and Slavman had all these sayings that he would roll out.
Did you know this guy Slavman or not, Steve?
Mr. Eddie, you just went, did you?
Yes, so what, man? Let's get on with it.
Oh, who was that? Was that Dickman?
Hey, Steve, talk to me. Did you know this guy Slavman?
I knew Slavman, yeah. Slavman was a golf buddy of mine. I was on a golf team with him in high school. And he was a big stud of a guy, and Bobby and him. Before Bobby and I were going out, he was going out with Dave Slavman.
Hey, this guy Slavman was real competition, wasn't he?
I wouldn't necessarily say that.
Something. Dave Slavman, as I said, had his way. And Dave Slavman had his charms. But I can tell you one thing. It's one thing to go out with a guy like Slavman and have your fun and have your hot Saturday nights. And it's another thing entirely that on Monday morning... And it's another thing entirely that on Monday morning, you're walking bow-legged to the car.
God damn, Bobby.
All right, that's not necessary, Bobby.
Well, you people are making an issue out of Dave Slavman. Oh, listen to Mr. Hendry.
Ms. Dooley, I'm glad that you had the morning after pill or whatever it was.
Well, there's a lot of controversy about that. I will tell you right now, now that I don't need an abortion, I'm against it.
Yeah. Now that she doesn't.
Right, that's fine, and I'm not interested, and neither is anybody else. That's a conversation for another day. But the fact of the matter is, you and Slavman got together. So were you pregnant?
I didn't know. How would I know? Because the next morning, as Slavman said, bun in the oven, let's just toss a hand grenade in there. That's what he called it.
Isn't that really interesting? All right.
The most important thing, well, I better not say.
Oh, the most important thing was that your future wife wasn't strolling to her Volkswagen bow-legged? You know something, Steve? There's a lot that a woman has to contend with.
I understand.
Bobby, we're very happy that you don't have to walk to your... Well, you don't have your Volkswagen convertible. You had a Volkswagen convertible.
I did. I had the fuel-injected Volkswagen, a convertible my father bought for me. And he'd say to me, Bobby, you're a beautiful girl. I bought you this car. Why are you walking the car like a rodeo chip?
All right, Bobby. We're all done.
Bobby, Phil is sitting here dying of laughter.
I know he is, because he doesn't care. He's like all men. He doesn't care. All right?
I'm an old cowhand on the reel. Ah! Oh, right in the... She didn't hit me.
I know she didn't.
I didn't hit her.
I know you didn't.
I was going to say right in the balls, because she...
Bobby and Steve Dooley.
You know, it's interesting. She says she doesn't want to talk about the A word, but she's very, very happy to tell us all about her sexual escapades with Dave Slavman.
Yeah, and the whole stroll to the car bow-legged.
Sounds like a song. Stroll to the car, bow-legged, yeah.
Okay, so thank you very much for that, bud. I appreciate it.
Well, somebody's got to lock this show out with some kind of line. That might be it.
That might be it.
That might as well be it.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, stroll into the car, bow-legged.
All right. The world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California, executive produced by Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. What?
I mean, it would be nice if you'd say, I'm Margaret Gray and I'm not bull-legged.
You know what?
Sorry. Sorry, Margaret.
You can't depend on anyone else. You gotta know where you stand and what's in your hand. Yeah, you gotta answer to yourself.
What the hell is this?
You gotta answer to yourself.
Oh, I see.
You gotta make sure that it's known. Yeah, they're coming along.